Hosea, chapter 7. When I would heal Israel, then is the iniquity of Ephraim uncovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they commit falsehood, and the thief enters in, and the troop of robbers ravages outside. And they don't consider in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness, now their own doings have beset them about, they are before my face. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, they are as an oven heated by the baker, he ceases to stir the fire, from the kneading of the dough, until it is leavened. On the day of our king the princes made themselves sick with the heat of wine, he stretched out his hand with scoffers. For they have brought their heart into their ambush, as into an oven, their baker sleeps all the night, in the morning it burns as a flaming fire. They are all hot as an oven, and devour their judges, all their kings have fallen, there is none among them who calls to me. Ephraim, he mixes himself among the peoples, Ephraim is a cake not turned. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he does not know it, yes, gray hairs are here and there on him, and he does not know it. And the pride of Israel testifies to his face, yet they have not returned to Yahweh their God, nor sought him, for all this. And Ephraim is like a silly dove, without understanding, they call to Egypt, they go to Assyria. When they will go, I will spread my net on them, I will bring them down as the birds of the heavens, I will chastise them, as their congregation has heard. Woe to them! For they have wandered from me, destruction to them! For they have trespassed against me, though I would redeem them, yet they have spoken lies against me. And they have not cried to me with their heart, but they howl on their beds, they gash themselves for grain and new wine, they rebel against me. Though I have taught and strengthened their arms, yet they devise mischief against me. They return, but not upwards, they are like a deceitful bow, their princes will fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue, this will be their derision in the land of Egypt.